From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A major setback today for Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two. During a test flight of the Future Space Tourism rocket, an explosion claimed the life of one of two pilots on board, the second reported to have suffered major injuries. Still not entirely clear what happened. Some witnesses described seeing the space plane explode shortly after it separated from its mothership in the skies high above California's Mojave Desert. George Whitesides is the chief executive of Virgin Galactic.
Space is hard, and today was a tough day. We are going to be supporting the investigation as we figure out what happened.
Today's flight was the 55th for the spacecraft, which the company founded by British billionaire Richard Branson has planned to offer rides into space for paying civilians in the future. 700 people have already put down deposits. A jury in Orlando has convicted a former member of Florida's A&M University marching band of manslaughter and felony hazing. NPR's Greg Allen reports prosecutors say 27-year-old Dante Martin helped to organize the hazing that took drum major Robert Champion's life.
It was in 2011 after a football game in Orlando. 26-year-old Robert Champion took part in a band tradition called Crossing Bus C. He pushed his way from the front to the back of the bus past band members who punched, kicked, and struck him with straps and drum mallets. Afterwards, Champion collapsed, and paramedics were unable to revive him. He died of internal bleeding. The prosecutor said, as president of C-Bus, Dante Martin was in a leadership position and helped direct the hazing. Martin's lawyers argued it was something Champion participated in willingly and was more like an athletic competition. The jury disagreed and found Martin guilty of hazing and manslaughter, a charge that carries a maximum 15-year sentence. Greg Allen, NPR News.
A panel of experts at the UN say foreign fighters are joining terror groups in unprecedented numbers. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains, there are some 15,000 people who've traveled to fight in Syria and Iraq alone.
The UN has a special panel of experts that's been monitoring al-Qaeda and the Taliban for years. That group sent a report to the Security Council this week that said, among other things, men and women from more than 80 countries have joined forces with terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq. The panel's chief concern? That this new wave of foreign fighters could end up forming the core of a terrorist threat that will plague the world for years to come. The UN group said that the so-called Islamic State's social media campaign has been very effective, but it's unclear whether the Islamic State will succeed in eclipsing al-Qaeda. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A closely watched measure of consumer sentiment forecasting stronger U.S. economic growth in the months ahead. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index hitting a 7-year high this month, up more than 2 points. An up end of the week and the month for Wall Street, the Dow gained 195 points to close at a new record high today. This is NPR. A bruised and gaunt Eric Freen made his first appearance in court today after being apprehended after almost 7 weeks on the run. Freen was the object of a massive manhunt in Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains region, was apprehended last night. He's charged with ambushing two state police troopers back in September, killing one and wounding another. The 31-year-old self-described survivalist successfully eluded a police dragnet for months but was discovered by U.S. Marshals in an abandoned airplane hangar. Investigators have found more victims' remains from the Malaysian Airlines flight crash site in eastern Ukraine. Karun Demarjian reports the discoveries came during a lull in the intermittent fighting in the region.
A Dutch team of investigators has recovered more human remains at the wreckage site of the plane that crashed in eastern Ukraine in July. Friday was the first time in 2 weeks that inspectors were able to reach the site. Fighting in the area has been flaring up, even as pro-Russian separatists plan elections for this Sunday, elections Kyiv has already said it won't recognize. 298 passengers and crew, most of them Dutch, died when Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 crashed in eastern Ukraine this summer. The newly discovered remains will be sent to the Netherlands for testing. Thus far, experts have identified all but about a dozen of the victims. Kyiv blames pro-Russian separatists for shooting the plane down. Russia claims it was shot down by the Ukrainian military. For NPR News, I'm Karin Demirjian in Moscow.
An extra hour of sleep for a lot of folks this weekend. With the annual shift back to standard time at 2 a.m. Sunday, you'll want to be sure to set your clock back an hour before heading to bed on Saturday night. While the fallback is true for much of the country, there are a few spots that don't observe daylight saving time. Residents of Hawaii, most of Arizona, and some of the U.S. territories will not have to change their clocks back. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.